Diane Schmiesing and Victor Zuponk can't wait to fill in their survey. They're the parents of 3-year-old Louisa. On this day at their home in Minneapolis, Louisa is wearing a pink tutu and a big smile. She was 2 months old when they adopted her from a birth home in Colombia.
I can't imagine having done it any other way. We brought so much into our lives that we wouldn't have otherwise.
Adoptions from Colombia generally go very well because orphans receive excellent care. By contrast, the majority of children adopted from countries such as Russia receive much less care in orphanages. Institutionalized children usually lag in physical and mental development. They also are at a greater risk for infectious diseases. Researchers with the International Adoption Project want solid data that may help them, adoption agencies, and families serve the needs of all children adopted from overseas. Professor Megan Gunner is principal investigator of the study. She says clinic data is not enough.
Does this represent all of the kids? Are they all like this? Or is it only the ones who come to the clinic that are like this? And we began to realize that, boy, there was no way we could provide a picture and help to these families based on the information currently available.
The project has a $1 million grant from the National Institutes of Health. Some of the money is being used to develop a mailing list of adoptive parents. Last year, the Children's Home Society of Minnesota found homes for 448 international children in this and other states. Adoptions Programs Director David Pilgrim says his agency will use the survey results to prepare prospective parents.
It's a continual learning process of how best to serve these children. And what some of their issues may be, what some of their needs are. So parents can assess for themselves whether they can meet the needs of those children.
What's the rhinoceros doing?
The rhinoceros is running away because he got stung by a wasp.
Louisa asks her mom about one of her many picture books. This fall, Louisa started bilingual preschool where she speaks both English and Spanish. When her dad, Victor, fills in his survey, one thing he's likely to mention is his worry over how well Louisa will handle prejudice.
These things will come up, and not only because her skin is a different color, but because her skin is a different color than ours. And that stuff, I mean, something we have to deal with, we're going to have to deal with, and it's something we have to learn. It's not something that we ever experienced in our lives.
Diane already has her answer for the curious.
You may know what they're asking, what they really want to know, but like if somebody says, who's her real mom? Well, I'm her real mom.
International Adoption Project researchers are fine-tuning their survey and expect to have it in the mail to families early next year. I'm Lynette Nyman, Minnesota Public Radio.